Howdy, Couch Potatoes. Patrick Hickey Jr. here, editor-in-chief of ReviewFix.com, live at the Nokita Theater, joined by staff writer and copy editor Nick Valenti. And what we're going to do now is we're going to discuss our 10 favorite lead male actors in a television series. Nick, who's your number 10?
Number 10, Michael C. Hall for Dexter. His intensity alone, he has the urge to kill. The catch is, though, that the people he kills are bad guys. And he's a blood splat analyst for the Miami Metro. And the show's very entertaining and exciting at the same time, and it gives you a lot of ideas of what this character's all about. It's a very unique character because of his, growing up, he has the urge to kill. And, it's an exciting show. Each season gets better and better, so it's a must-watch. Michael C. Hall, Dexter, number 10.
Okay, for number 9, I'm going to go with Danny McBride from Eastbound and Down. It's a half-an-hour show on HBO. It's probably not one of their better shows. There's a handful of shows that are actually better than Eastbound and Down. But the character that Danny McBride plays, Kenny Powers, is just so disgusting, so vile. It's just so easy to hate him. But at the same time, it's so easy to love him. There's a little bit of Danny McBride in everybody. There's a little Kenny Powers in every professional athlete. And the fact that all that is kind of channeled with kind of just a male point of view, just Kenny Powers says all the things every man wants to say when he sees a beautiful woman. And he doesn't pull any punches. So for that, Danny McBride is definitely somebody that belongs on this list. Okay, Nick, number 8.
Number 8, Michael Chiklis for The Shield. He's a unique character as well because it's basically about police corruption. And his character, basically he intends to do good, but at the same time he's like a wrecking machine with him and his crew and his strike team. So the show has different elements to it that it's like you'll sit back and watch. You'll be like, wow, if only police work was really, if this really happened in real life. But at the same time, you're like, he's a bad guy you love to root for. So for number 8, it's Michael Chiklis, Vic Mackey, The Shield.
Okay, for number 7, I'm going to go with Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Might be a little bit of an unusual choice, but as far as comedies go on HBO, this is one of the best. Larry David is another guy. There's a little bit of Larry David in everyone, but he's more like the klutz. The guy that gets caught with his foot in his mouth every time he gets the opportunity. And you know what? There's just some times when, pardon my French, he just doesn't give a shit. He just does whatever he wants when he wants, doesn't care about the repercussions, loses his wife, gets remarried, gets divorced again. He's just all over the place, but he's a great guy to watch. It's kind of like a car wreck that you want to watch every week. So Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm, number 7. Okay, number 6, Nick.
Number 6 is Dominic West. Jimmy McNulty in The Wire. A great character. You love the guy. He's a drunk, but at the same time, he's a smart detective. He's stubborn as a fucking mule. But, he gets the job done. You know, at times, you want to kick him in the fucking balls because he's so fucking hard-headed. But, you got to love the guy. He's very smart. He gets the job done at the end of the day. Of course, he drives his co-workers crazy on the show. But, that's Jimmy for you. And his punchline is, what the fuck did I do? Exactly. What the fuck did you do? So, Jimmy McNulty.
Okay, McNulty. Dominic West, that's number 6. So, number 5, I'm going to go with Eric Northman from True Blood. Alexander Skarsgård. The guy is an exceptional actor. You would never think, considering some of the horrible movies that he was in about 5-10 years ago, Zoolander and all. The guy's really come a long way. He's an exceptional actor with a very distinguished look. He's huge. He plays the role of a vampire sheriff. Almost perfectly. I mean, even like the last season or so, True Blood hasn't been really the same. Hasn't been as gory, hasn't been as sexy, hasn't been as tough, hasn't been as bloody. And Eric has always been at the helm of all of those developments. If something's happening in True Blood, it's because of this actor. And for that, I think he deserves a place on the list. So Alexander Skarsgård, number 5. So number 4, Nick.
Number 4, Hugh Laurie. I mean, Dr. House, of course. Dr. Gregory House. Sarcastic fuck. I mean, imagine having a doctor like this, this guy is your doctor. You don't want to kill yourself. But at the same time, he's brilliant. He's a genius. He keeps the show flowing. It's all about him. If he wasn't on the show, it would suck. So he's a phenomenal actor. And, he gets the job done. He deserves his credit where credit's due.
Okay, so number 4, Hugh Laurie, House. So number 3, I'm going to go with another weird choice, but I just love this show. It didn't turn out to be exactly what I expected, but it's still a quality show nonetheless. I'm going to go with Thomas Jane, as he plays Ray Drecker in Hung. in the beginning, right after a show that airs right after True Blood, you're expecting, you know, tons of sex and, you know, naked bodies and oils and all crazy stuff. I mean, the show's about a guy that's hung that becomes a prostitute to support his family. But it's really not that. I mean, sure, the show is sexy, but it's ironic, it's witty, it's very well cast, and there's tons of great actors on the show, but it's led first and foremost by Thomas Jane, who does an excellent job as a history teacher, baseball coach, who moonlights as a male prostitute. So Thomas Jane, number three, Hung. So number two, Nick.
Number two, Charlie Hunnam, Jax Teller, Sons of Anarchy, a kick-ass show with a great cast. I mean, he's just intense. Yeah, him and his biker gang, the Sam Crow, Sons of Anarchy, and they, you know, he just does a phenomenal job. He works well with the other cast members, and the show is very well character driven. It's got great stories. It's the third season's coming up, which is exciting, and you know, you could tell like he's a really intense character, family driven guy, and you know, when it's all said and done, he's tough as nails. He's ready to kick ass, and you know, put himself on the line for his family and for the club.
Okay, so that was number two. So for number one, I'm going to pick a show, a character from a show, an actor from a show, that I actually just recently started watching, Rescue Me. Dennis Leary as Tommy Gavin is an absolute treasure to behold. I mean, you hear cliches like that, you know, a tour de force, treasure to behold, when people talk about his performance on the show, but I mean, anybody that's seen Dennis Leary do stand-up and the CDs and stuff, I don't think anyone expected him to be as good an actor as he eventually turned out to be. And truth be told, I mean, Rescue Me is a show that pushes the pace for five seasons, and, you know, the sixth season just started a couple of months ago, and it's just a fantastic show that never lets up, and Tommy Gavin is a man's man, and he does a great job of showing what it's like to be in the FDNY and then just not be perfect. He's not a perfect guy. He's got a lack of morals at times. I mean, he knows how to stick up for his family, but, you know, he's got demons, and he's not scared to just, you know, let his balls out and show the world that he's not perfect. So for that, Dennis Leary is number one on our list. So for Patrick Hickey Jr. and Nick Valenti, we'll see you later.